This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Thanks for joining me today. We're going to talk about mold. I don't think I've ever talked about this. I've done a lot of topics, a lot of subjects, but this one could save you from being very sick, maybe prevent something, or even help you get some answers that you never thought about. Michael Rubino is an air quality expert, and he's the president of the All-American Restoration Company. So we're going to talk about moldy water and what to look for in your home. Michael, I have to ask, first question, how did you get into this kind of area of work?
Well, it's very interesting. My dad's been a contractor since I'm five. So being around construction my entire life, really get into the business in terms of understanding how homes can impact, you know, our well-being.
Sure. Well, I know that you've remediated over 1,000 homes and you've helped over 3,000 critically ill people recover. What is it that you've been finding out that people don't know?
Well, I think the biggest simplicity is the fact that we take over 20,000 breaths per day, and air quality is simply the last thing that we ever look for, if we ever look for it at all.
Sure.
So in terms of optimizing our health, we know exercise, we know clean water, you know, all those things equate to better health, but we typically aren't looking at the air quality piece.
Okay. How does air quality affect us? I mean, you might say, oh, I might get a little cold or something like that, but I've heard of people that have serious illnesses due to mold in their homes. Is that true?
That is true. You know, it's interesting because over 50% of the world's population deals with at least one chronic condition. And I think a lot of that has to do with just the fact that air quality in general is not on our radar. See, something like mold or bacteria in your home can cause a dysbiosis, basically allowing for chronic inflammation, which chronic inflammation equates to chronic disease. So I think it's really important that we start to look at our air quality as an important piece of optimizing our health.
Okay, basic question, Michael. Where do we start?
Well, you start by just doing some basic testing. You can definitely get an inspection of your home done to make sure that there is no intrusion of water damage, because water damage creates these environments for mold to grow and bacteria to grow. And by doing that, you'll kind of understand almost like a report card. What are the different problems that are going on inside my home so that you're aware of it and you can put an action plan in to fix it?
Okay, so you have helped people. What's one of the biggest cases or situations where you've helped someone and it really made a difference?
Probably my favorite case, just because of how unwell she was and how much better she's doing now, is a woman named Shannon Hill out of Florida. Mm. With Shannon, she was experiencing over 40 different symptoms, all related to the exposures going on inside of her home. And her home was an extreme case. It was you know, unfortunate. She was actually had a GAT2 feeding tube in. She wasn't able to eat. She wasn't really able to care for her children.
Wow.
And since fixing her home, she is no longer bedridden. The feeding tube is gone, and she's back to being a mom and a wife again. So,
wow.
You know, stuff like that is what really excites me. And the unfortunate part is I wish she knew ahead of time so she didn't have to get that bad.
Yes. So you're saying prevention is key. Check it out. If there's some illness going on, you don't quite understand, maybe that could be a situation. It's your home. And I know it's radio and you can't see me, but as you've been saying that, Michael, I'm shaking my head. I'm like, what? This is unbelievable. So on your website, do you have some words of wisdom or information people can get through that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. If you go over to themoldmedic.com, we have tons of articles, blogs, case studies, etc. We do a lot of podcasts, tons of free information. And I even wrote a book called The Mold Medic, An Expert's Guide on Mold Removal. So it's a great way to kickstart your journey.
Well, you could have saved or helped a lot of lives today, Michael. Thank you so much for your time, Michael Rubino, air quality expert. And I will put all of that on my conversations link. It's right there right now, themoldmedic.com. And maybe this is for you today. Once again, star883.com. Click on Conversations.